The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinead Ryan is with me now, the Irish Independent columnist, presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk with advice. When it comes to loyalty cards or club cards or reward cards that people maybe be able to sign up to between now and Christmas, a lot of money is going to be spent. Yeah. Now, I have none of these. Never sign up to anything. I don't even have the stamp this 10 times and get a free coffee thing because I think they're all ruses to get me to spend more money.
You're a disaster. Every time I come in here with some brilliant advice for something, you say, oh no, I never have any of that. I never do any of that.
Don't do any of that. I don't have any money either.
It'll come as no surprise to you. If there's a loyalty card going, I have it.
Okay, because good and bad.
The first piece of advice I will give is that the only way you are going to get the maximum value out of loyalty cards is to be completely disloyal. Right.
Okay.
So it's to have all of them so that you're not, first of all, feeling, oh, I'm tied in now to this supermarket or this coffee chain. If you have them all, it means wherever you find yourself, you're going to benefit from the discounts or the money back vouchers or whatever it is that they offer. So I think the trick is to have a wallet in your phone and throw them all in there. Sure, I mean, what harm?
Yeah, but why did the stores offer this unless they're getting something out of it? So, That's why I don't sign up. I think there's no way I'm the winner in this.
Cynical. Well, in fairness, they do say if you're not clear what the product is, you're the product.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
And that's fair enough. It started, of course, nobody surprise here, in America. However, in Ireland, it started back with Super Quinn. So good old Fergal Quinn was the first person to bring in a kind of a plastic loyalty card that you took shopping with you.
A yellow one.
The cons of it. Okay, so the reasons not to do it. Big data. Look, that's really what it is. It's
definitely, they're harvesting my data.
They are, of course, but probably to a far lesser extent than Facebook is, than Twitter is, than, you know, any of the other social media that you proliferate are. So, yes, they collect data. So once you sign up to it, they're going to know your name, they're going to know your address, they're going to know your age, and they're going to know your shopping habits. 90% of what we buy in groceries is the same every single week. So
it's
only variation among 10%.
But they can look at this data and they can say, you know what, this Cabernet Sauvignon is always sold almost exclusively with these Doritos. Let's do a deal.
There'll be a bit of that, but more likely, actually, it's a little bit more sinister because what you're likely to get is once you hit certain milestones in your life, so people who move out of home for the first time and have to shop on their own, people who get married, their shopping habits change pretty fundamentally from the get-go. Okay, now I don't know if it's more likely if you're a husband or a wife, but they change fundamentally. And certainly then women at certain pockets in life. So for instance, if you're in your 30s and you're a female, you're going to start getting offers popping up for like nappies and baby formula. In my case, it's going to be like Tena and eye tests and things like that. And then people who are retired, they'll start getting kind of different offers. So yes,
Viagra
they are
Connect.
they are taking your data, but it's not personalised data in the way that you'll find on social media. They're not harvesting you, Kieran Cuddy. They're harvesting a man of your age shopping in this area, in this shop.
Okay. So we've kind of got, I'm fascinated by all of that. We might talk about that in more detail another day. I promise people, though, we give advice on what's good and bad. So different ones. So maybe let's start with the big retailers, the big multiples.
So we're looking here at Tesco, Dunn, Supervalue, Little Aldi. So these are the ones where we do our food shopping. Now, it's pretty much the same across the board. For every €1 you spend, you get 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 point is only worth 1 cent.
Okay.
So you're going to take a long time to build up enough to get to them. It used to be the case that most of them posted out vouchers to you around Christmas time. But because it's all on app now, you can use them as you go. So I'd say to anybody who has been saving up their vouchers, now is the time to cash them all in coming up to Christmas, right? There's going to be great offers on. Now, Tesco, for a start. So what Tesco's have done is they offer the points on their card, on their app, but they also offer discounts around the store for card holders. So you'll see like a packet of biscuits for €1, but it's only 80 cents if you have a loyalty card. And by the time you've scanned it, you get to the checkout and all that comes off the end of your bill. So that's been very popular for them.
Yeah.
It's done very well. Supervalue give you €7 or €40 worth of shopping. Dunn's, it's a tenner off 50. So it's much of a muchness. Most people will kind of are fairly loyal to supermarkets. You can trade points for other things. So for instance, on Tesco, you can swap your points and get it off your electricity bill or get a day out at the zoo or that class of a thing.
Yeah, you used to be able to collect points and get frying pans and stuff. Is that kind of gone?
There's less of that now. Oh. There's definitely less of that now. And I'd put that just down to the stores don't want to be stocking all that stuff, especially around Christmas time.
Okay.
Lidl have a sort of a one. The app isn't great. I'm not mad about it. It's product specific. So if you're in there buying peas, then it could be the beans that are discounted, you know. And then they have a scan thing. So if you're lucky, you scan it and they say, oh, you've got your shopping for free. But there'll be one in a, I don't know how many. Marks and Spencer's do the same thing. I'm not mad about theirs now. I'll be honest. It's called Sparks. There's no money back vouchers. There's discounts on a certain selection, but there's a chance to win your shopping free. They have a nice charity donation, so you can give your points to charity if you want to do that. Aldi have none, as far as I'm aware of. So a lot of it is to do
There's digital versions of all of these. I don't need to have all these plastic things on my keys, do I?
No, okay. I used to have a whole special purse just for all the little plastic
I'm sure you did. Doesn't surprise
don't
me.
Don't need it now.
Doesn't surprise me.
There's an app for that. The best one out of all of them, without a shadow of a doubt, is the Boots one.
Okay.
It is known to be the most generous. So there's 4 points for every euro. But if you're a loyalty card holder there, the Advantage card is the name of it, you'll also qualify for, say, 3 for 2 offers off the Rhone number 7 range. You might get a free gift with purchases over a certain amount. And on the app every Tuesday, they give discounts to card holders for stuff that you order online. So I find that the staff are always very good because when you get up to the counter, they'll often say, look, you only qualify for one of those discounts there. But if you do it in 2 transactions, you'll get the double. So I like that about them. In the supermarkets, generally, I would say probably the best of the bunch is probably Tesco, just in terms of value for money and what you get back on it.
Yeah.
Now, Aldi, who doesn't have one, will say, well, we're offering lower prices across the board and we don't need one. And that's fine. And that may well be the case. Coffee shops, again, not great value with the old coffee shops now. It's either every 10th drink is free. Or in Starbucks' case, you get 3 stars with every euro spent, but you have to spend 50 quid to get a free drink.
Oh, okay.
You know? So if you're in there twice a day, every single day, well, first of all, put your money away and use it for something else. Bring the reusable cup. But I'm not sure it's worth it in the coffee shop for all of that.
Yeah, but the 10th coffee free, I guess, what are you spending? You're probably spending 39 quid or whatever it is these days before you get a free coffee. And if you're not going to spend that money, you're going to make the coffee at home, it's a waste. But if you are buying coffee on the go, it's worth it,
again,
I guess.
The thing with loyalty cards, with any of them, is if you are genuinely a regular loyal customer, you will get a break with the card and it's worth having it.
What about all those online, like when you go to shop online and there's kind of digital versions or people ask you to subscribe to our mailing list or whatever and you'll get...
Now, this is a good tip. If you haven't subscribed to anything now, we're just after Black Friday, you know, today's Cyber Monday. Sometimes just by signing up for the thing, for the newsletter, for instance, you might get a 10% discount off your first purchase.
Yeah.
So if you're buying Christmas presents for people and you kind of are going to a store you wouldn't normally use, a retailer you wouldn't normally use, there's often a discount for signing up to the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter, take the discount, delete the flipping thing after the yoke arrives. Of course, do that. And always, the other tip is to shop local. A lot of the pharmacy chains like McCabe's and Local Pharmacy have loyalty card schemes. Now, they're not allowed on medicines. By the way, they're also not allowed on lottery purchases or baby milk. And they're not allowed used to discount alcohol. That's the law.
Okay.
So not everything can be used on a loyalty card. But a lot of the local pharmacies have them, not on medicine items, but, you know, perfume sets and lipsticks and all that kind of thing. So loads and loads of chances. I would say sign up to the thing, grab whatever discount is going and just note to self, delete it in the new year.
All right. So the upshot of all of this, as always, is ignore what I do and listen to what Sinead does. If you want to save money. Sinead Ryan, Irish Independent columnist, presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.